Okay, so today we're doing a deep dive into Jupiter in Scorpio.
Oh, yeah, one of the good ones.
Right.
This is going to be interesting.
Yeah, I think this will resonate with a lot of people, especially when we think about, Jupiter as this planet of abundance and good luck, and then Scorpio, with its intensity and passion.
Absolutely. And those themes of like transformation and even resources.
Resources, yes.
When we put all that together, I think it can make for, a pretty powerful placement in a birth chart.
Exactly. And luckily for us, we have some really great source material that kind of dives into not just those like personality traits, but also gives us a cool example of how this, plays out in real life.
Yeah, I'm really excited to get into that example because sometimes, these concepts can feel kind of
Oh,
abstract.
yeah, for sure.
But when you see them play out, in the life of an actual person, it's like, oh, okay, now I get it.
Totally. So before we get to that, the source describes people with Jupiter in Scorpio as strong-willed, ambitious, preserving, and, sometimes even overbearing.
I mean, does that resonate with you?
It does, actually, especially when I think about certain people I know.
Right.
But it's interesting, right?
Yeah.
Because, those words, like on the surface, they could seem almost negative.
Yeah. They definitely have a strong energy to them.
But I think there's also like a lot of positive potential there. So how would you kind of break down some of these, key traits?
Well, let's start with that word preserving, because I think that's one that maybe doesn't get talked about as much with Scorpio.
Yeah, I'm curious about that.
It's not just about being, cautious. It's like this deeper desire to protect and nurture what they value. And it could be anything, like their loved ones, their ideals, their beliefs, even material possessions.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And it ties directly to that strong-willed nature,
Right.
right? People with this placement tend to know what they want, and they're not afraid to go after it. They have this this determination that can be really impressive.
It's that Scorpio intensity, but then
Yeah.
it's like amplified by Jupiter.
Exactly.
It's like they're going after it on a bigger scale.
Exactly. Yeah.
But I do see how, like, if that's not balanced, it could tip over into being a bit too much for people.
Oh, yeah. That's where the overbearing thing comes in.
Right.
Because their intentions might be good.
Yeah.
They want to protect, they want to lead, they want to make things better. But that intensity can just be a lot for some people to handle.
So how do you think someone with this placement, like, finds that balance?
Well, it's about being aware of that tendency,
Right. Oh,
right?
self-awareness, yeah.
Being mindful of how their actions and their words are impacting the people around them. It's about creating space for, different perspectives.
And allowing others to have their own, like, agency and, not trying to control everything. Okay, so the source also talks about this really interesting connection between Jupiter and Scorpio and, like, status, reputation, and gains.
Oh, yeah, that stood out to me too.
It mentions things like government, social organizations, investments, partnerships, even minerals.
Minerals,
So
yes.
what's like the link there? What's that all about?
Well, it goes back to Scorpio's association with power dynamics, right?
Yeah.
And resources and transformation. So Jupiter basically takes those themes and just expands them, bringing more opportunities in those areas. So someone with this placement might be really drawn to roles, where they can influence things, manage resources, or even bring about change.
I would say.
And we often see this, play out in fields like finance or law.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
But even things like, investigative work, where you're digging deep and uncovering information, that also aligns with that Scorpio energy.
And that whole transformation piece too.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's this anecdote in the source that I have to share because I thought it was just like the perfect illustration of how this all comes
Oh,
together.
I know what you're going to say, the foundry.
Yeah. So the astrologer's talking about how they were working with a client, and the Jupiter and Scorpio, right? And they were surprised to find out that this client worked in a foundry.
Right.
Like, how random is that?
It's amazing.
But then it like totally makes sense when you think about that connection to minerals and resources.
It's such a great example of how these, these astrological concepts that can sometimes feel very like woo or whatever,
Yeah.
they actually do show up in very real, tangible ways.
It's not just like some mystical thing floating around. It's like, no, this is actually how the energy plays out.
Exactly. And I think it's important to remember, it's not about a predetermined fate.
Right.
It's more like an alignment of energies that creates a certain magnetism,
Yes.
right? It makes you more likely to be drawn to certain fields or experiences.
So, thinking about professions, like what other paths or careers do you think would be a good fit for someone with Jupiter and Scorpio?
Well, we've talked about finance, law, investigative work, but I think, considering that Scorpio depth and intensity, fields like psychology, research, maybe even something like surgery,
Oh, interesting.
because it's about diving deep, uncovering what's hidden, having the drive to really make a difference.
Okay, so we've talked a lot about the strengths and opportunities that come with Jupiter and Scorpio, but the source also mentions potential, quote unquote, trouble with children, health, and water.
Yeah, that's a tricky one.
So are people with this placement just doomed? Should they be worried?
No, not at all. I think, it's not about predicting misfortune. It's more about understanding where Jupiter's expansive energy could potentially lead to challenges if it, if it's not managed consciously.
Okay, I see.
So, for example, when it says, trouble with children, it doesn't necessarily mean that someone won't have children or that they'll have terrible relationships with them. It could manifest as, overprotectiveness
Oh, I see.
or maybe struggles with setting healthy boundaries.
Right. So it's more like just kind of an area to be mindful of.
Exactly. Yeah. And I think the same goes for health and that trouble with water.
What do you think that means?
Well, it could be about managing stress, paying attention to emotional well-being, and maybe even just being mindful, around water activities.
So, like, not just jumping into the deep end without, like, thinking about it.
Exactly. Yeah.
Wow, that's really interesting. So, I think we've covered a lot today. It's been such an insightful deep dive.
Yeah, it has.
We've looked at the potential strengths, the opportunities, the challenges associated with Jupiter in Scorpio. But it's so important to remember that, astrology, it's not a fixed destiny. It's a framework, right?
Exactly. It's a guide.
So it gives us like insights, but it doesn't dictate our lives. But
Absolutely.
here's something to think about, as you go about your day. How might understanding this placement, whether it's in your own chart or maybe in the chart of someone you know, how might that understanding give you a new perspective? Maybe on how you approach relationships, your career choices, or even just your personal growth.
There's a lot to unpack here.
Food for thought.
Definitely.